This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're talking with Mayor Chris Koos of the town of Normal. You recently attended the U.S. Conference of Mayors and the Climate Mayor Action Summit. Let's talk about the U.S. Conference of Mayors first. That always results in a nice sharing of ideas about what other municipalities are doing. What did you come back with that might be portable to Bloomington Normal?
Well, I think in the situation that raised the most concern was in Transportation and Communications Subcommittee, which I'm a member of, as is Mayor Renner. And so issues of improving transit throughout the United States, fully funding the Highway Trust Fund for road repair and infrastructure in the United States were issues. In the communications side, probably most important was what we're calling small cell 5G rollout in communities. And small cell rollout requires a lot of repeating stations, if you will. Or that's probably not the right term.
Does that clutter the landscape?
That's our concern. That's a lot of concerns that mayors have. And we would like local control over how that's rolled out in our communities. It's a big issue for mayors. The telecoms are fighting that at the federal level. They want federal control only and no control in terms of local.
Well, it would be tidier for them. It makes it easier for them to cite things rather than going through the municipality. But what's the potential impact on livability and the appearance of a community?
I think the appearance issue, I mean, we've seen pictures of 5G, or I should say small cell. 5G is not necessarily small cell. Small cell rollout where things are hung on telephone poles, wires going everywhere, and by the fact that they have to be every 30 yards or so throughout the community to work. It's a web network. It can be pretty unsightly, and you know people will be very upset by that. And so we want the ability to have some local control over that.
How is this different than what people used to do with having ham radio or TV antenna towers in the back of their yards, or when cell phone towers first came into play? That was considered unsightly at the time, and there were before people got used to them, it really was an issue.
Well, there were regulations on TV towers and TV apparatus. I do know that. And there weren't that many ham radio towers. These would be everywhere in the community because it has to work as a web network to function well. So they'd be on every street, every 30 yards or so.
Has it reached Congress?
It's not reached Congress in an actionable way. It's being discussed in committee, and there's a lot of lobbying going on for sure.
Or does it come as a rulemaking out of agencies first and then to Congress? What's the process?
I think watching how the lobbying system works, they're probably working both sides of it simultaneously.
So how should cities address this then? Because there are, of course, lobbyists for big groups like the U.S. Conference of Mayors, but they don't have the pockets that the telecoms do.
Well, we're hopeful that, you know, we represent the mayors of the United States, represent about 80% of the population of the United States, and we hope that we can get some leverage on that. And we know we're going to be the first to hear about it if it goes wrong. You know, it's not as bad, but we lost the battle on fiber installation. And if you've noticed recently around the community, there's almost always fiber being installed in the same rights of way. And telecoms have the right to do that. You could go up and down Vernon Avenue. There's probably 6 or 7 fiber lines going through there now. You could have 20 in there, and we don't have any say on that.
Is there a parallel, a straight line parallel between fiber and this above ground 5G?
Well, only in the sense, you know, they're improving communications in the community broadband accessibility, but cable is only unsightly while they're installing it, where small cell is going to be there every day.
The small cell networks, when can we expect that to work their way down to mid-sized cities like Bloomington and Normal?
Well,
obviously, the telecoms are going to want to do the major metro areas first.
Exactly. And there's not much being done at this point, and that's why mayors are being proactive. You know, the people leading the charge are the mayors of Austin, Los Angeles, Atlanta.
Are we talking 5 years, 10 years out?
No, I couldn't answer that.
Okay. What about microtransit? That's another. You're on the also on the transit committee of the U.S. Conference of Mayors.
Yeah, the committee is transportation and communication. So, they don't ask me how the two got put together, but they did.
Okay. So, what's happening on microtransit?
Oh, microtransit is just an effort to kind of fine tune a transit system, and one way they want to do that is have better access to private haulers like Lyft and Uber. And that for small trips and that. But current regulation governs how transit dollars can be spent on that. And it's very cumbersome, if it can be done at all, that you can spend transit dollars to support those kind of niche transit operations within a system.
So there might be a public sector microtransit option in the future?
That's something some of the larger cities want. And if you look at the recent Connect Transit conversation, that's something that that might be beneficial to this community.
So for those with mobility challenges?
I think that's probably the first touching point, which gets into the issue then, does your Uber driver or your Lyft driver have an accessible vehicle?
This cuts against the free market system, which is where people are now on taxis and Uber and Lyft. Is there a moderating influence to have a public sector presence in that space?
You know, I think I know what you're asking there.
And price competitiveness is where I'm going with that.
Yeah, I think it's more. In a microtransit world, and that's going to depend on the municipality and what kind of rules that they can get if the federal government relaxes the funding rules. And so my sense of it is that it would be a public agency dealing with the private market.
And how far away will that question be resolved?
It's up to the federal government to answer that one.
Mayor Chris Kuss is with the Town of Normal. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Next week, you'll hear from Bloomington Mayor Terry Renner. I'm Charlie Schlenker. This is 89.1 and WGLT.org.